Daddy, we're back.
Hello.
It's been longer than 5 minutes. It's been like an hour.
We are having some serious technical difficulties.
I
feel like everything is just going wrong.
Mercury is not in retrograde anymore, so.
No, we're just two girls, one brain cell, you know?
Really? Honestly, okay, it might be the Headless Horseman coming back for us, but it's fine. I'm over it.
I'm over it. I dare you to come back. I'm kidding.
Do not antagonize him.
I take back that energy that I have just put out into the universe.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Oh my god. Okay. Yeah, so we're back with... It's not really an urban legend, actually. It's more of a... like a Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster type situation.
Are those not urban legends?
I guess technically they are. I don't know. Because it's like there's proof that they could exist, but...
Right.
I don't know. Okay, so I gave you the hint last time. I said something about a giant bug. And I said something about something else, right?
Yeah, you said it was similar to the Headless Horseman story.
And yeah, the whole story is just like very connected to the Headless Horseman one.
I think that I know now, like I'm just putting the pieces together now, but I'll let you continue.
No, tell me. I want you to guess.
Are you doing Mothman?
I am doing Mothman.
Okay.
How well do you know like the whole background?
I don't know a lot of background on Mothman. All I know is that like on the internet a couple years ago, there was like an infatuation with him.
In 2016.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all I know. That's like,
yes.
It's like the memes and stuff. And like, I know a little bit about like Mothman. I think, wasn't that like, like his whole thing like is in New Jersey?
West Virginia.
Oh, just kidding. Completely different things. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
so that's...
he's kind of like across the world. Like he's been seen in a lot of places.
Right.
Which I will get to. I have a lot of stories, which I didn't credit the people who wrote them, which I feel like a dick because you absolutely did that. And you're like, this is from this person. And I have 5 different fucking stories and I did not credit anybody.
It's okay.
So, I'm a dickhole. But
if you're listening to this and you wrote this, you know who you are.
Yeah,
this
I mean, a lot of these are from Reddit and, like, other articles and such. A lot of them are, like, news articles. But I had to kind of really dig deep for them, and it was worth it. So, I knew about Mothman. I didn't know what the fuck it meant.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there, like, a moth creature in SpongeBob?
Yes. I'm pretty sure...
Like the lighthouse in the lighthouse or something.
Yes. I never watched much of
SpongeBob, as I've told you, but like I vividly remember that. And so my whole life, I always thought Mothman was like a joke from that episode of SpongeBob.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I never knew what it was. And then I was listening to And That's Why We Drink, an M covered Mothman, I believe. And I was like, holy shit. And so I was searching for urban legends because I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do for the Halloween part 2, but I came across Mothman again and I was like, I gotta do it. I gotta do it because it's supernatural, it's biology, it's everything. So,
oh, I do love me biology.
I know, I do too. Actually, I don't. I lied. I completely just lied there. Yeah.
No. Chemistry is your thing.
Chemistry is my thing. I don't like biology whatsoever, actually.
just lying to our audience. Just, it's fine.
Yeah. I'm so sorry for the way that I have betrayed you just now. I'm just a bad person. It's okay. So, all right. I think that's all I have to say. I don't think there's anything left to say. All right,
the podcast is over. Thanks, guys, for coming.
Send us money on Patreon.
No. Help get me a mic that works.
Seriously. I'm doing good with, like, editing a lot of the mic issues out, which has been very helpful. So thank God for editing, as we keep saying. But, no, I really don't think there's anything else to cover because we just talked about everything an hour ago. And then we spent an hour trying to figure out mic issues. And yeah. I think we've been recording for up to 3 hours at this point, I think.
Yeah, I think that would be safe to say.
Yeah, so here we are. Halloween Part 2, guys. All right, Mothman. I'm so excited. Okay.
Me too. I'm very excited.
Okay. So, the origin story of Mothman on the night, or like the first sighting, I guess, because he doesn't have an origin story. He's not a Marvel superhero. But on the night of November 12th, 1966, a group of five grave diggers in Clendenin, West Virginia, spotted a massive figure flying from tree to tree. The group later... I'm sorry, Eddie. This is not... Well, okay, I'm saying I'm sorry to you because I want you to know this is not me that said it. This was a direct quote from them. They described this figure as a brown human being.
That is only a little bit racist.
That's why I was laughing, because I'm uncomfortable. And I'm white.
Like, I get it. You're not. So. I get it. I am a brown skin human being. Like, I get it. Okay, I get it. You're trying to describe this, like, creature. But, like, you couldn't maybe use
different
some details or, like, an adjective or two.
Or, like, oh, we saw a brown human being. He was massive and flying from tree to tree. What?
Excuse me?
Excuse me? So, only 3 days later, so that would have been November 15th, 1966, two couples, I believe they were two married couples, were in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, and they were in their car when they witnessed a 7-foot-tall creature with white wings standing in front of them. They described the creature as having bright red eyes about 6 inches apart, a wingspan of 10 feet, and the obvious dislike of the car's headlights. Which, okay.
Wait a minute. He didn't like the headlights?
I'm like, what?
I find that very hard to believe.
It's Mothman. He loves the light.
It's Mothman, except...
Well, okay.
He hates the light.
But that's the thing is, like, because there's an actual picture of the Mothman. There's three or four of them that some guy took in 2016, which I'll get to that. But he doesn't look like a moth. He looks like the fucking flying monkeys from Wizard of Oz.
Oh, okay.
So... Yeah.
Isn't there... sorry, really quick. You're isn't good. There a statue of Mothman?
Yes, like, in there? Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Okay.
Because that's
okay.
Where, like, all the sightings happen. And they go fucking crazy for Mothman, so...
I would, too.
Really? Damn, I'm, like, kind of obsessed with Mothman. So obsessed with Mothman. Get over here. I found this Mothman t-shirt, and I want it so bad. I forget who makes it, but I will let you know. I'll let you know
because
I'm going to buy it for myself. But so so the creature, they said, was able to fly as fast as 100 miles per hour, but he was not a good runner because he would just trip and fall constantly.
That's me. Oh, my God. Is Mothman my soulmate? I feel like Mothman is my soulmate because that is me, even though I can't fly. But if I could... I
feel like it wouldn't be able to fly very well either, though.
And what?
Addie, I I made your sim with the clumsy trait.
I understand that. Like, I get it. But I just think that there is a disconnect between my brain and my legs. Or, like, my brain and my lower half of my body. But if I had wings, I feel like I could be fairly graceful.
Okay.
I do have a large wingspan.
I'll let you have it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I'll let you have it. So, yeah, he wasn't a good runner, and they only knew that because Mothman started chasing their car, and then he just, like, fleed into a nearby field. He just, like, booked it. He was chasing them, and he was tripping and falling and just gave up and booked it into the field.
Oh, Mothman. You poor little fella.
I love him. I shouldn't, though, because he's, like, not good. Over the next year, a few more sightings were reported in that area of West Virginia. And two accounts they have are that two firefighters said they saw a very large bird with large red eyes. And then another occurrence or sighting was by a man named Newell Partridge. He noticed that his TV was acting weird, and this is the 60s, so obviously TVs act weird if you, like, put a magnet near them or, like,
yeah.
do anything. And he heard a very strange sound come outside. Or, nope. A very strange sound coming from outside of his home. So he took a flashlight and he kind of, like, was trying to see where the sound was coming from. And he saw two red eyes resembling bicycle reflectors, he said.
Oh, so these are big eyes.
Yes. They're 6 inches each.
Oh, I thought they were
oh,
six
sorry,
inches.
Oh, sorry, 6 inches apart. I don't...
Yeah.
I found, like, an actual measurement. Someone gave an estimate of how big the eyes were, but I don't remember what they said. I forgot to write that down, but... Yeah.
But they're big eyes.
Huge ass eyes. And this part's gonna really upset you, and I'm sorry. It's upsetting to me, too, but, once he had a German Shepherd, and the dog went into the field, because the creature was just standing there, and then the dog never returned home.
No! Yeah. Mothman, how could you?
I know. No one Mothman, knows what no. really happened, but, yeah.
What could have been between us, Mothman?
I know, if you didn't just fucking kill my dog. I would never forgive Mothman if he hurt my dog.
Never. I don't forgive Mothman right now.
That's true.
I'm mad at him.
I mean, that was in the 60s, so maybe he's a changed man, because it has been, like, 60 years since then. It's been, like, 55 yeah. years. Maybe he's a changed Mothman.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, so now people are, like, you know, skeptics and everything, because, you know, they're assholes. Sorry if you're a skeptic, but,
Why are you listening to this podcast?
Seriously, like, I'm not, I'm actually not sorry. Now everyone knows where I stand. A doctor named Robert L. Smith dismissed the idea of Mothman, and he said that all the sightings were sandhill cranes. So... Ordinarily, these cranes don't resemble the creature whatsoever.
Right.
But there were a series of old ammunition manufacturing bunkers from World War II. In theory, they contained biological hazards, toxins, nuclear shit. And that could have caused genetic damage and mutations to wildlife. But
that
I don't
makes sense.
Know
but...
what would make a crane... look like that.
Yeah. My other question is, like how long do those kinds of genetic mutations take? Because, like something that comes to mind for me are, like, the peppered moths during the Industrial Revolution, that mm-hmm. there are these moths, and they were, like, the color of the trees, and as, like, ash and coal and stuff was being burned, the trees, like, got darker, mm-hmm. so the moths then adapted and, like, evolved to have darker right. coloring, and that happened. I don't know exactly. Like, it was
that's just like adaptation.
A shorter, right? Like, that's adaptation. That's not really like mutation. So, like, what? How well, strong were these like chemicals to have cranes like
right.
literally change? Like, that's a pretty complex animal. Like, that take. I feel like that takes a while. So I don't know.
Right, and also the idea that they were. It was because of toxins.
Yeah.
The idea that they would even survive that for that long to grow into yeah. adulthood and become that large is not likely, in my opinion. But...
Yeah. It's a little strange. I mean, I get it. If you're trying to find... I feel like this might be mean.
No.
But, like, if you're trying to find some sort of, like, excuse or, like... a reason
any
as to why
yes.
any explanation like that makes sense
right
but I don't know if I don't know how much I believe that
right. That's what I'm saying. It just doesn't feel correct. I mean, think about it, because like humans can ingest like one berry from the woods that they're not supposed to eat and they just like die. So I can't imagine that.
Oh my god,
I can't imagine that. Like, one crane, like, it just doesn't make sense to me. So, fuck you, Dr. Robert L. Smith.
You're not even a real doctor, are you?
Doctor. No, he's dead.
Oh.
I think so. R.I.P. I mean, it was back in the 60s.
That would make sense then.
I don't know. Unless he's not dead and this wasn't in the 60s and I just got wrong information, but whatever. So, other skeptics believe that Mothman was a prank done by a local man who used to hide in said bunkers dressed in a Mothman costume.
Mm-hmm.
Conveniently, this is, you know, that bunker was where a lot of the sightings occurred.
Right.
But even after he came forward and stopped dressing up as Mothman, people were still seeing Mothman
right
at this bunker. So that's where people think that he was, like where his hidey hole was. His little like lair is that World War II dungeon.
His hidey hole.
His hidey hole, like the one I have in my kitchen. So on December 15th, 1967, the Silver Bridge in Point Pleasant collapsed, sending 46 people to their deaths. This was the second bizarre thing to occur in Point Pleasant in just over a year, because, you know, Mothman and then this. So it was believed that Mothman came the year prior as a premonition or a warning to disaster. So either he was warning them that this was going to happen, or he came to tell them, I'm going to cause a disaster.
Right.
And we see that a little more later. Actually, I lied. We see it a little more right now, because that's my next note. So, in April 1986, several Chernobyl workers and the Pripyat residents saw a bizarre winged creature fly over the town on numerous occasions. The Chernobyl workers spotted the creature flying above the plant itself. Those who saw the creature then started receiving threatening phone calls and had terrifying nightmares. This creature was said to have resembled a man-like bird with red eyes, and they called him the Blackbird of Chernobyl.
Interesting. Oh, so he's got multiple little names now?
Yeah, he's got aliases. Known. Look at him go. On April 26th, 1986, the Chernobyl disaster occurred. So a couple weeks after these sightings had started. On September 6th, 2001, several people had reported seeing a crane-like figure flying over the Twin Towers. At this point, it had been 31 years since a Mothman sighting in North America had occurred.
Mothman did 9/11.
On September 11th, 2001, Mothman was reported to have appeared being seen through the smoke and debris.
Stop. Stop.
Now George Bush is Mothman.
Now I'm real. George Bush is Mothman.
George Bush is Mothman. I'm putting that on a t-shirt. That's going to be the title of this episode.
Okay. Now George Bush is Mothman.
Is Mothman my soulmate? No, wait. Is Mothman George Bush or my soulmate?
Is Mothman the Zodiac Killer? Just kidding.
Maybe.
We know who that is now.
No, we don't. It got unconfirmed.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
That's dumb. I'm like 90%
sure. Yeah.
That's not fun.
Nope.
Okay, but now I really am mad at Mothman. He's going to have to...
That's the thing, because we don't know if it's, like, a warning or if he's doing it.
Right. But the thing is, like, if it is a warning, like, shouldn't you be a little more helpful as to, like, instead of just showing up, maybe, like, give us a hint or two? I don't know, like...
I don't know. Showing up is his hint. Like, he can't speak or help. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have strength to help or do anything. Like, I don't know.
The worst messenger ever. Anyway.
He's like, hey, I'm here. Shit's gonna happen, and then he leaves.
And then he comes back and he's like, see, I told you.
I told you
shit was gonna happen.
Okay. In June and July of 2007, around that time, like end of June, beginning of July, Mothman was seen again by multiple people hovering near the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis. On August 1st, 2007, only a month later, the bridge collapsed. 13 people died and over 140 were injured.
Wow.
Yep. This one's gonna fuck you up. On April 10th, 2009, Chihuahua, is that how you pronounce it? In Mexico? Chihuahua? Like the dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Sure.
I guess so. I don't know, man.
I didn't know if you if it was like a different pronunciation. I thought you would know.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not Mexican.
I know you're
like
not.
Like he thought.
I know you're not. I just know that. I don't know. I didn't know if there was a different pronunciation. I don't.
I think it's okay. I think okay. What you said was good.
Anyway, the residents began noticing a tall, hairy creature. He had two expansive wings, wide bloodshot eyes, and he brought the feeling of extreme despair.
Oh.
Shortly after this, the H1N1 virus became a global pandemic.
That's the swine flu, right?
Yep, I got it on my birthday in 2009.
Mothman, you bitch.
I know.
Wait, hold on a minute. Are you going in the direction that I think you're going in?
What direction?
Well, is this the only pandemic that he was a part of?
Oh, God, I hope so.
Because that would be super interesting if there was a Mothman sighting.
I didn't find anything about Mothman and COVID.
Okay, cool. Cool.
There was a sighting in 2020 that I'll get to, but that was in August of 2020, so...
Like, it was a little
already
after.
Way, like, yeah. wait.
He was a little late that time showing up.
He's like, I am late to the party, guys. I'm sorry. So, not the last reported sighting, but the last, like, widely known sighting of him was the one that we were talking about in 2016. He was seen, again, jumping from tree to tree in Point Pleasant, but he was actually photographed. And the man who took the photo had never heard of Mothman, and he had just moved to the area for work. So he couldn't have made that shit up because he had no clue who Mothman was.
Yeah.
And he sees him, and he's like, what the fuck is that?
What is this magic man flying through the trees?
So there's actually pictures. If you look up real Mothman photo, actually, I saved it on my phone for you because I wanted to show you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I want to see.
It looks like the flying monkey from Wizard of Oz.
Oh, my God. No, you're right, though. It does. Of course, it's like the grainiest picture, but still,
yeah,
it
but
really
like,
does.
There's three or four of them. Like, there's how do you like the forensic analysis of photographs? Like, they can't determine that the photo was altered, and especially because this guy was a boomer. Like, I'm not saying anything about boomers, but I don't think he cared enough about Mothman to. Alter a photo.
Right.
Like, whatever. So, yeah, he saw Mothman and took a picture. So, when he saw him, he was on State Route 2, and so the man pulled off the highway. But, as far as I know, no disaster occurred in the area or in general after the sighting.
It was just a sighting.
Yeah, I tried searching. Maybe he was just getting food. I don't know.
He just came to pop into his hometown and be like, hey, I'm still here.
Hey, man. Well, I've noticed a pattern that if he's going to come, he presents himself to multiple people. If he's going to bring on a disaster or warn people of a disaster, he will present himself to more than one person.
Wait, can you repeat that?
Yes. So, when Mothman appears to more than one person, it's usually when the disaster occurs.
Gotcha.
So,
gotcha.
Because he only appeared to this one guy, I don't think that he was trying to warn someone or...
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, there's that. And at this point, Point Pleasant, Virginia has an entire Mothman museum, and they hold the Mothman Festival every year.
I want to go.
I also want to go. So we're going to go to Mothman Festival next year. Because I think it already happened this year.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Okay. And now I'm going to get into stories, which Addie kind of showed me up on because I did not cite any of my sources. Also, here's the thing. I already expressed my anger about this to Addie because every story I found, all the grammar and spelling and everything was just horrid. So... Also, just, like, the timeline of the stories was awful, so a lot of these, I just rewrote into my own shit, because, like, I feel like none of these people took basic eighth grade English, at least. So I...
Or they're translated or something.
Or they're translated, but there was a couple that were like past tense, present tense, and future tense all in right. one sentence. And I'm like,
right.
excuse me?
When did this happen?
And using the wrong you're or there, and I'm like, oh my god, are you even credible enough for me to talk about your story in Mothman? Mothman probably made them dumb. If you're listening to this and I'm telling you your story, I feel a little bit bad for making fun of your writing, but also please, please buy a literature book. Maybe take a class at your local community college on writing. I'm glad you think that's funny. I don't.
I can't. Learn to write.
Learn to write. No, I'm just thinking Reddit about users. That astrophysics class again.
Oh my okay. god.
Yeah, no, this literally took me back to having to peer edit essays in high school. So here we are. So Mothman stories. These are all stories by real people who have told their stories. Some of them are from articles, a couple of them are from Reddit, a couple of them are from like various different websites. So do with that what you will, but I'm just here to tell you how it is, okay? So, my first story, I have 5 total, so I'm sorry for the lengthiness. It says, a large winged creature was witnessed by staff at the Wisconsin State Fair following a performance by the Christian rock band Skillet on August 7th, 2021. Skillet? Oh, this was 2021. Oh, okay. No. Oh, no.
Wait, this happened in August?
Yes.
In Wisconsin?
Yes.
Okay. Gonna put that little detail in my back pocket.
You should
just in case.
Text a certain someone.
Oh. Careful. The moth.
Get out of Wisconsin. No, we have a friend in Wisconsin, so. Okay. The 2 witnesses were cleaning up trash by the main stage area after the concert when one of them spotted the creature and shouted, "What the fuck is that?" Same. Quote, I looked up there about 30 feet in front of us towards the parking lot, what looks like a very tall being, but it wasn't like any person I have ever seen before. It was about 7 feet tall and thin, but still looked very solid. It was coal black, had 2 glowing yellow eyes, and it had wings, literal fucking wings, that must have stretched out 12 feet from tip to tip, coming out of its back. This thing looked like a literal demon from the depths of hell, and it appeared to be staring directly at the stage where there were people breaking down equipment from the earlier concert. The entity took a few unsteady steps towards the stage, then turned its head to look directly at us. The air felt like it was drained straight out of my lungs, and I felt an overwhelming sense of terror. Not fear, but absolute terror. Like my life was going to end right then and there, and this thing was going to snatch my soul and drag it down to hell. It then flapped its wings rapidly a couple of times, almost like it was stretching them out, and took off into the air and was gone. It was swallowed up by the night and was done in a matter of a few milliseconds.
Ew. First of all. Second of all, I think it's interesting, like, the description that all of these sightings, like the sightings that you mentioned before and this one, like, they're all very similar.
But also very different at the same time.
Yeah, but it's still the general basis of, like, tall, lanky, clumsy.
Yeah.
Flying man.
Has
with
wings.
Glowing,
yes.
eyes of some sort. Like,
right.
I feel like that is something, I don't know, like.
Well, because there's, it's like how you should never use eyewitness testimony because everyone's is going to be different.
Yeah.
Like, someone's gonna say he's blonde, someone's gonna say he has brown hair, someone's gonna say he has red hair. Like, it, and not Mothman specifically, just in general. Like,
yeah.
That's just a thing that happens. Some people will swear that, you know, we're in the same group that saw the same thing happen. Someone will swear he had glasses and another person swears he didn't.
Right.
You know? So, I think it is definitely something that, like, the color of his eyes could just change based on the ambiance and the lighting of the setting you're in.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah. It's...
Or he got color contacts for 2021. He said, I'm going to change it up a little bit.
Mm. Go Mothman. Wow. Okay. Story number 2 says, Oh, this is one of the ones I had to edit a shit ton, and there still might be mistakes in here, so I'm sorry. This was a really old encounter I remember as a kid, but this happened a long time ago, when I was in middle school, and I was really into the supernatural and spiritual stuff. I never heard of the Mothman before, so I did a lot of research in history of West Virginia. I even watched part of the movie at my friend's house before they moved out, and will later... What? Then they wrote, and will later on things change later on.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, so we're just going to stop at, watched part of the movie at my friend's house before they moved. I remember having a dream about it a long time ago, but I don't remember much of the dream. I remember driving a car in some dark woods in the middle of nowhere until I heard a screaming noise and saw red glowing eyes coming toward my car. I remember stopping the car and crawling into the back, scared of what would happen next. Just wait.
Why would you stop?
It's a dream.
Oh, okay, got it. I forgot about that part.
That's okay.
Okay, yeah.
After that, I saw it in front of the car and it just stared at me. It started to attack the car, and the next thing I knew it, I was awake. Later on, I remember it was 7 in the morning, so next morning. I slept until I heard this loud flapping noise on the roof above my bedroom. All of a sudden, it stopped, and I started to hear something try to get into my room. It was making a scratching noise on top of the roof that got louder and louder, but it abruptly stopped. I heard this high-pitched noise that sounded familiar from the dream. This did not sound like any animal that I had ever heard before, and I knew it had to be the Mothman. After hearing that noise, it took off and didn't come back. I told a close friend of mine about it, and he had the exact same encounter with the creature. It never made sense because I never lived in West Virginia, and I lived in a small town in Texas. I see a lot of weird things that happen in town, and no one ever notices except for me.
Whoa.
You'll see in the next couple stories that Mothman definitely targets people as well.
Like people who are believers in that kind of stuff?
No, he just, picks a certain person, then he just shows up a million times. Or, they'll see weird shit.
Yeah.
After they see him once.
Yeah.
I think this next one specifically is actually the one that I was thinking about. I lied.
You're lying a lot today.
I know. I speak way too fast. So this next one says...
Wait, really quick. Can I go on a quick tangent?
Yes, please.
Talking about speaking fast. So, yesterday, I texted Audrey.
Oh my god, Addie.
I listened. I was listening to our podcast just to, see how my mic sounded or whatever. I love
that you called it our podcast and you're owning it, that we're in this together now. I'm sorry. That just made me really happy and my heart is warm. Oh, yeah. Continue.
Okay, good. I'm glad it makes you happy because I didn't want to, feel like I was stealing it or whatever.
Is very warm.
Yeah. So I texted her. I was like, I've noticed something. We speak really fast. We talk really quickly. And I was like, I don't think it's personally a bad thing for me because I have little ADD brain and, that kind of stuff just scratches me the right way. And before she could even reply back, I went back into my Spotify podcast and realized that I had the playback sped up. So instead of it being at 1x, it was at 1.5, and I was like, wait, never mind, we don't talk fast. I speed up all of my podcasts because I can't bear to listen to anyone talk at a normal speed. And she was just
done with me. Wow, it must suck recording with me then. Damn.
Huh?
Must suck recording with me then.
No. That's not what I mean.
No, I know.
You talk at a good speed. I thought that was funny. And I just wanted to share.
Yeah. I literally texted her, ... girl, bye.
Yeah. So done. All right, sorry, continue.
No, it was funny. It was funny. Okay. Oh, fucking Mothman, dude. Okay. So, third story. And I will tell you, a lot of these stories are, people that like to just go out in the dark by themselves. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You deserve to be
attacked by Mothman.
Yeah, you deserve that if you're gonna be going out at night by yourself.
Seriously. So, this one says, I mostly like to go on walks late at night, and this particular night was during the summer. We're already off to a bad start. Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
I was walking down a familiar dirt path in a wooded area. Horrible. When I noticed something red, deepest red I had ever seen. It was in the trees, but when I looked up, it was gone. I just assumed it was my imagination and continued walking. Not long after, I felt wind whoosh over me, and up ahead slightly to my left, there were two big red eyes. At least, I assume they were eyes. It is important to note I live nowhere near Point Pleasant. I only know about Mothman because I researched about him. As I got closer to investigate, the eyes disappeared. Maybe he just closed his eyes. So this
person also researched Mothman.
Yes.
Just like the last person.
Yes.
Interesting.
That's another thing, is it could be like a phantom thing. Where like you think you're seeing something, but you don't, but whatever.
Yeah, but that's what you get for walking alone
at
in
night.
The dark at night.
Yeah. Well, the first guy, though, like, woke up to Mothman just, like, being a dick and screaming into his bedroom window.
Yeah.
And then his friend had the exact same experience. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't believe everything that I read on the internet, but some of these are pretty compelling. Right. Also, it's just kind of funny. Like, some of them are just funny. So, also, Mothman could have just closed his eyes. I don't know what to tell you. That's why the eyes disappeared. Maybe he just closes his eyes whenever you look at him, because he's like, I don't want you to see me.
Please don't perceive me. I am Mothman.
I am Mothman. When I got to where it was standing, I saw two bird-like footprints, but they were at least twice the size of my foot. I don't really remember much after this, but I do remember looking behind me, turning around, and running back to my house. I'm not sure what I saw, but I assume it was Mothman. I keep feeling like I'm being watched, and I'll never forget those red eyes. Just the deepest, brightest red I have ever seen.
Creepy.
I'm just picturing, like, giant laser pointers.
Like, giant lighthouse eyes, but they're red.
Yes. Yes. Okay. This is the one, the Wendy's one, I think. Yeah, it is. This one,
the diner.
It's not funny. It's not funny, but it's so funny. So this one, I had to, like, rearrange every single paragraph, because every paragraph was, like, out of context with the rest of the story. Like, it didn't make fucking sense. So I had to, like, rearrange the entire thing. And this person, at one point, like, talks about Wendy's, and I'll get to it, but they called Wendy's a diner. All right, we just had some technical difficulties, but we're back. Yes, we're back. Okay, where did I leave off? I was talking about how I had to, like, reorganize these paragraphs.
Yeah.
And she called Wendy's a diner. And I'm like, Wendy's is not a diner. It is a fine eating establishment with a drive-through option with fries and Frosties that you can dunk. Anyway.
And dip.
And dip and eat, and it's delicious. So, yeah. It's a little funny. Like, it is truly hilarious, and I don't want to laugh at it. It's just, everything about it is just funny. Mm-hmm. It says, for many years, I loved going out at night. Don't. And just walking, looking at the starry sky. I love such walks, and I find the night sky very beautiful and mysterious. In 2017, I went outside as usual after dark. It was about 10 o'clock. I looked south over my house and could not believe what I saw. A large winged creature was sitting on the roof of my house. It spread its wings and flew in my direction. I froze in place with fear and could not move. Its wings were so wide that they covered my entire house. It flew towards me but suddenly disappeared.
So, like, did it go up? How did it disappear? I know they probably didn't say that, say how, but it's just...
I'm wondering if it, like, flew towards her and then just, like, away.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fucking terrifying. I didn't see his face. I only saw huge wings, and he was wearing something like a black coat. Which, what? I was so scared that I still cannot recover. This is what's funny. I took holy water, sprinkled it all over my yard, and I prayed to God for protection. I'm sorry, funny. It's not funny,
I
but
get
it is.
It.
Like,
I get
just
it.
The reaction, because it's... I feel like I relate to it, and I think that's why it's funny to me. I saw this strange creature more than once when I went out into the street at dusk.
Why would you keep going out? Why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah. There was also something black but very small, about the size of a bird, and it rushed past me at a very high speed. It looks like a big dragonfly. It appeared right after sunset and flew near the porch on which I usually sit in. I only saw him for a couple of seconds. But
so now he's tiny?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if that she thinks that's my... I feel like that's just a bird.
I feel like that could very well be a...
like a hummingbird.
A hummingbird moth. They're actually a thing. Hummingbird
moths. Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or they're called hawk moth something.
I'm looking that up right now.
Yeah, if you look up hummingbird moth, I think it should come up. I've seen them before. They look like... they're giant moths that literally look like hummingbirds.
Oh, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Hummingbird hawk moth.
Yes, there we go. I knew hawk was in there somewhere.
Oh my god, that's fucking horrifying.
I thought it was... okay, it was horrifying when I saw it because it was, like, flying
and they
like near my house.
They can be black. Like, there's...
I feel like... yeah.
Well, I don't know much about moths. I'm sorry.
I don't know much about moths either. That's the first thing that came to mind for me, though, because I have seen them before. And at first, like, it scared the crap out of me because I've never seen that before in my life. It was like a giant, just like a giant moth. But then it, like, landed on something and had, like, you know, like how hummingbirds do to, like, get something.
Nectar,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, huh.
Oh, like
is
the straw
that hummingbird
comes out of its
face? Or a moth? Yeah.
That's...
and I looked it up and it was both. So I feel like that could very well be what she saw.
Well, one of the ones that came up in the pictures was all black. Like, a lot of them are brown or gray or, like, multicolor, but I saw one that was all black, so I'm wondering if that could have been one of them. But
yeah,
that's really interesting. I did not know that. Yeah, that's, like, actually mortifying. Okay. I had experienced all sorts of bad things since I first saw this creature, including three of my cars breaking down, relationship problems, water pipes bursting in my house, and the sewage system broke, and I lost my job.
Oh my god.
So as I said, he targets people.
Yeah.
Also, I'm wondering too, because this woman is very, very religious. And he showed up after a religious band at the...
oh, that's true.
Wondering if he's like the Antichrist.
Yeah, he's...
we'll make a Twitter poll. Is Mothman Addie's soulmate, George Bush, or the Antichrist?
Or the Antichrist. Or all of the above.
Or all of the above. Let's find out on Twitter at Your Worst Nightmare TCP. So, let's see. When guests came to my house, they began to argue and behave strangely as if they were suddenly ill. This only happened when they were inside or near the house.
What?
I was very tired of all of this. I know. I know.
I too would be tired of that.
Same. I burned sage, sprinkled holy water, prayed, and asked, "Get out, go away." I had not seen the creatures for about 9 months, and during this time I felt better. The situation began to improve. The cars were repaired, and everything that broke in the house was repaired. Unfortunately, on the evening of October 10th, 2020, so what, a year later? No, 3 years later. So she had been seeing this for like 2 years.
That's such a long time.
And then it just disappeared for 9 months and came back in October 2020. On the evening of October 10th, 2020, I saw him again. I was sitting in my car near the Wendy's in Little Rock. So I think Little Rock,
Wendy's.
Arkansas.
Okay. Yeah.
I placed my order at the drive-thru and sat in line to receive it at the window. Then I heard a noise nearby, and when I looked out the window, I saw a dark winged figure fly right over my car. I sat and wondered if anyone else had seen it, but I did not dare go outside. I was very worried because every time I saw this creature near my house, bad things happened in my life. After this monster flew over my car, my check engine light turned on.
Stop. Stop right now.
I will, because that's the end of that story.
Mothman, please don't come for my car. It's already broken.
It's already,
okay?
Yeah.
Listen, if you just apologize and maybe get me, like, a nice bouquet of flowers, I'll forgive you and we can just... yeah. Mothman, if you're hearing this for whatever reason, I am afraid of you. And I just want to talk. I just want to talk. That's all.
Just want to
talk.
I don't think he can
please
talk.
Please don't. Well, then he can flutter.
Flap your wings
once
for yes.
I'll talk, he can flutter. Yeah, yeah.
wink for yes, blink for no.
Yeah, yeah.
Flash one red light for yes, two for no. Okay, I'm done with the laser beam eye jokes. And then the last array I have says, in 2011, I don't know why he wrote it like this. I'm rearranging this real quick. On December 15th, 2011, I was traveling down through Point Pleasant on US Route 35 for work, which is where the bridge accident occurred.
Okay.
It was about 3 in the morning, icy conditions, the roads were snow-covered, just your typical December early morning in West Virginia. I was going around this bend, and this big figure appeared in the roadway. I couldn't see anything beyond it. It looked to be maybe 8 to 10 feet tall and had wings. I just stopped in the middle of the road. I couldn't go anywhere. I froze. Not just my vehicle, but I froze. This figure, whatever it was, just stood there in the middle of the road. I was there for a minute or two. I don't know how long, but it seemed like forever, and it finally darted off into the woods. I sat there for another few minutes trying to collect myself. I kept going around the bend, and about a mile up the road, a tractor trailer had jackknifed. There were no other vehicles around. It looked like it just happened. Luckily, I was able to call emergency services and get them out on the scene. I just had this weird feeling about myself. Going back to December 15th, 1967, my great-grandfather actually went across the Silver Bridge an hour or so before it collapsed.
Wow.
He died before he told me the story, or before he could tell me the story, so my great-grandmother told it to me. She said that he had, after everything that had happened, he had this weird feeling about himself going across that bridge, and as soon as he got to work. He worked at one of the factories in Point Pleasant, and he said that he just had this weird feeling about himself. That's how I felt about what happened on December 15th, 2011. Mm. So many years after the bridge collapse on the same exact date.
Yeah.
On the same highway.
Oh my gosh.
I never really could make out what the creature looks like. I just know that it was big, dark figure, probably about 50 feet in front of me. He was in my headlights, and it was snowing. It was just me in the vehicle, and it was 3 o'clock in the morning or something like that, as I said. I don't know if it was warning me not to go right. It was like it was just telling me you need to stop, and I did.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. That's everything I have on Le Mothman.
So, I guess, like, in that last story, would that have been, like, a warning?
That's what I'm thinking.
It's just strange. What a strange little guy.
Big guy. He's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah, big guy.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's fucking weird. I
don't know how to feel about him now.
I have mixed feelings about Mothman.
Yeah.
Where do we stand in this relationship, Mothman? Are we or are we not? Are you?
What are we,
what
Mothman?
What are we, Mothman? I don't
just
know.
Just kidding. Don't come looking for me.
What if you fall in love and have moth babies?
Okay, first of all, I'm never having children. Second of all, I would never have children with Mothman.
Why not?
Because, I mean, just because. It's just like...
It's Mothman. Just because it's Mothman.
I just don't
what,
see
you
that
you don't want your
well.
Children to see the future and or cause colossal chaos wherever they go?
I mean, they already would. That would be a lot of chaos, though.
Like, they already would if they're your child.
Yeah, they're already kind of predestined to be chaotic if they're my children.
Yeah,
but
and with
then
me
you
as
add
aunt.
The Mothman mix and then you
oh
as our aunt.
God. Anyway.
I don't know. Where do you guys think Mothman and I stand? Email
we'll
us.
Make another Twitter poll. Are yeah. they dating? Are they not? Is Mothman going to ghost her? Let's find out on the next episode
Let's
of
find out.
The Adventures of Addie and Mothman. Keeping up with Addie and Mothman.
Keeping... We get a reality TV show, but it's me most of the time.
Yep.
Ugh, Mothman
Where are
is
you,
late
Mothman?
From work again. Oh my god, I hate this. I hate this. What have we become?
We've been doing this for too long, I think. I think just like yeah. 3 hours of straight recording and talking
that
about...
That plus like... All of the technical issues.
I'm so fucking
today,
tired.
I feel like you have way more in store than I do because you still have to edit. So I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
I don't care.
That you have to edit this because
it truly
I think. Okay. I feel
well,
like
I
sometimes
have...
I cause problems.
You
Am
literally
I the drama?
Don't ever. No.
Am I the drama?
Absolutely not. No.
Okay. Yeah. Make sure you're in a good headspace before you edit this.
Well, at least this isn't like Sylvia Likens, where every time I edit, I had to stop every 15 minutes and cry.
Yeah. That was rough, dude. And yeah, again, like I didn't have to listen to it.
You had to do
the research, then you had to talk about it, then you had to edit. Like, that is a lot.
Yeah, well, it's also the entirety of what I talked about in therapy on Monday.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Do not blame you at all.
No. So, hold on. I need to check something real quick, because I remember I said that I would give you Michael Extreme's, all his shit.
Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, so I was right. It's Extreme 13 Paranormal. So instead of, like, the word extreme, it's the letter X-T-R-E-M-E 1-3 Paranormal. So he should be on Twitter with that, and his Instagram is also that. And then his, he's only on Spotify right now, but he's under Extreme Paranormal, and he's great. He's hilarious. Super, super sweet. So please give him a listen. Yeah, I think that's about it. Do you have anything else to say, Adelise, aside from Happy Halloween Part 2 to everybody?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I said all I needed to say.
Well, if you are planning on going trick-or-treating, you are way too young to be listening to this podcast, so please turn it off.
Little late now, Audrey.
Well,
little late now.
Don't listen to anything else I put out, please. If you are young enough to be going trick-or-treating, have fun, but also don't listen to my podcast ever again. Until you're of age where you're not trick-or-treating anymore. Parents that are going trick-or-treating, please be safe with your children. Siblings that are going trick-or-treating with their younger siblings or whoever, just be careful, be safe. A lot of scary people out there lately. Also COVID still, please wear your mask and
be safe.
But yeah, everyone have a good Halloween. Oh, also plugs, Instagram and Twitter, Your Worst Nightmare TCP, Gmail. You can reach Addie there too. Now is Your Worst Nightmare TCP at gmail.com. Also, I did want to point out, I am better with Instagram and Addie's better with Twitter. So if you do the Instagram, you'll probably reach me. If you go to Twitter, you'll probably reach her. And then patreon.com/yourworstnightmaretcp. The past two episodes, I think I've gotten a couple really good quotes to start putting on t-shirts. So I'm going to start making the digital art and stuff to produce those and find an actually good outlet to put them in. Because, as I said, TeePublic is not working, so please do not use that link. And I think that's everything. Is that everything?
Sweet.
Yes.
Yeah, I have no messages, so.
Okay. Also, Addie is permanently part of the podcast. We have decided, ultimately, today, that it is happening.
You will be hearing from me a lot more now.
Yes.
So
yes,
buckle up.
Very exciting stuff. I'm very happy about it. I hope you guys are, too. And I'm excited for you guys to get to know her. So yeah, that's everything. I guess we will see you next week, I want to say.
Most likely next week. We'll see you at some point in the future and have a great Halloween.
Yeah,
and
we're gonna
a great week.
We're gonna try recording earlier in the week so I can actually be on time with getting these out and shit. And also that way we're a little bit ahead, and then if one of us has research, we can just do a recording and then be 2 weeks ahead, and you know what I mean. So yeah. I should be on more of a schedule now I have someone to keep me accountable for it. So that will be better for everyone. And yeah. Okay. I hope you guys have a good week. We will see you next Saturday. Bye.
Bye.